What if feeling good actually terrifies you? Most of us have spent years perfecting the art of worry, building elaborate defense systems around our hearts. We've convinced ourselves that if we expect the worst, disappointment can't touch us. But here's the truth nobody tells you. Your resistance to joy is the very thing blocking everything you want. We've become so comfortable with struggle that ease feels suspicious, like waiting for the other shoe to drop. This addiction to fear isn't serving you. It's a pattern you learned, and patterns can be unlearned. The universe operates like a mirror, reflecting back whatever energy you emit. When you vibrate at the frequency of lack and anxiety, you magnetize more situations that confirm your fears. When you align with love and abundance, you become what Gabrielle Bernstein calls a super attractor, someone who effortlessly draws in opportunities, relationships, and experiences that match their elevated state. This isn't wishful thinking or toxic positivity. It's about recognizing that you were born with this power. Then, somewhere along the way, you forgot. You can't leap from despair to euphoria in a single bound. The emotional scale matters. If you're drowning in grief, reaching for joy feels impossible and inauthentic. Instead, aim for the next available feeling, perhaps moving from powerlessness to anger, then from anger to boredom, gradually ascending toward contentment and eventually appreciation. This is the ladder out of darkness. Start your mornings intentionally. Those first moments set your energetic trajectory for the entire day. Before grabbing your phone and absorbing the world's chaos, spend 5 minutes affirming. My body is rested and my mind is clear. The universe supports my desires today. Even this small practice redirects your frequency. When you notice yourself spiraling into fear, and you will, use the choose again method. First, acknowledge you're misaligned without judgment. Second, forgive yourself for the detour. Third, reach for the best feeling thought available, even if it's just, I'm willing to see this differently. Words carry weight. They're not just sounds, they're energetic declarations that shape your reality. Notice how you speak about your life. Are you constantly rehearsing problems, or are you narrating possibilities? Scarcity is a lie. We hoard and compete, believing there's not enough love, money, or success. But abundance isn't a limited pie, it's infinite. When you celebrate others' success instead of feeling threatened, you signal belief in plenty. Comparison steals your manifestation power. Every moment spent measuring yourself against others diverts energy from your own creation. Scrolling through social media feeling inadequate tells the universe, I am less than. Instead, let others' achievements inspire you. They're proof of what's possible. Shift from get to give. Ask daily, how can I serve? When you offer genuine service, sharing gifts, helping without expectation, showing up generously, you create a vibrational loop. The universe mirrors your giving. Support appears, doors open, resources materialize. This is abundance's paradox. The more you give from fullness, the more you receive. Joy isn't frivolous. It's your most powerful creative force. When you bring genuine enthusiasm to any situation, you maintain a magnetic frequency that accelerates manifestation. Gabrielle started filming cooking videos on Instagram purely for fun, with no agenda. That joy attracted food brands, unexpected opportunities, and a new audience who connected with her playful energy rather than her credentials. You don't need elaborate rituals. 2 minutes of intentionally feeling good, listening to a song that moves you, writing 3 gratitudes, dancing in your kitchen can shift your entire vibration. Your elevated state transforms environments. You become a shapeshifter, someone whose presence alone can lighten heavy rooms and lift other spirits. Many spiritual seekers feel guilty about prioritizing pleasure, worried they're being selfish. But this is backward. You cannot uplift anyone from a depleted state. Your well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. When you're genuinely happy, you're genuinely helpful. In a world addicted to struggle, choosing joy is revolutionary. In a culture that glorifies busyness, choosing presence is radical. In a society that profits from your insecurity, choosing self-love is rebellion. you're not navigating alone. Beyond the visible world exists a vast support system. Spirit guides, angels, your higher self, even deceased loved ones continuing their relationship from another dimension. This isn't fantasy. It's accessing wisdom beyond your limited ego perspective. Prayer isn't begging. It's opening a channel. When you surrender your agenda and ask for guidance, you create space for solutions your logical mind couldn't conceive. Gabrielle shares feeling attacked by hateful online comments until her husband suggested focusing on those who wanted her help. That simple redirect, choosing a spiritual lens over an ego lens, flooded her with peace and purpose. Your guardian angel works exclusively with you, devoted to your growth. They won't interfere unless invited, so invite them. Ask for their name in meditation. Request signs of their presence. Notice the synchronicities that follow. This connection transforms manifestation from isolated striving to collaborative co-creation with forces genuinely wanting your success. Trying to control everything is exhausting and ineffective. The secret to manifesting without struggle is collaboration, merging your desires with spiritual guidance and trusting a power greater than yourself. This isn't passivity, it's aligned action. When spiritually aligned, decisions feel clear, not agonizing. Check if your desires stem from inspiration or desperation. Ask, does this bring me joy and serve others, or am I chasing it from fear? Desires rooted in service receive universal backing. Those driven by ego create resistance. Once you've clarified your intention, state it clearly and add, this or something better. That phrase opens you to solutions beyond your limited imagination. Then practice serene patience, the knowing that what serves your highest good is already arriving. Manifesting isn't about getting, it's about becoming. The more you embody the energy of what you desire, the faster it materializes. Surrender your timeline. The universe operates on divine timing, which rarely matches your schedule. Appreciation dissolves resistance and accelerates manifestation. Start each morning with a rampage of appreciation, journaling 3 to 5 pages about everything you're grateful for. Your comfortable bed, hot coffee, yesterday's small victory, the friend who texted at the perfect moment. Appreciation and worry cannot coexist. When anxiety creeps in, immediately list reasons to feel grateful. This redirect dissolves worry instantly. For difficult relationships, appreciate what you learned from the experience. This releases their energetic hold without condoning harmful behavior. When desires manifest, celebrate with deep appreciation instead of letting fear sabotage your success. Many people immediately doubt, "This is too good to be true." That fearful energy repels what you've attracted. Instead, amplify your gratitude when something wonderful arrives. This elevates your frequency to attract even more. Gratitude is the bridge between where you are and where you want to be. After aligning with your desires, step back and ask for signs. Thank you, universe, for showing me a sign of specific symbol within 24 hours if decision is right for me. Signs appear through songs, conversations, images, or inner knowing. Not receiving your sign is also guidance. Sometimes the greatest action is inaction. The gap between asking and receiving allows the universe to orchestrate circumstances beyond your limited perspective. Delays often reveal themselves as divine protection. The relationship that didn't work out made space for your actual partner. The job rejection led to better opportunities. You were born a super attractor. Each morning, design your day intentionally. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be? These aren't passive wishes. They're energetic declarations. Throughout the day, protect that frequency. When challenges arise, seek relief instead of immediate solutions. Ask yourself, would I rather be right or happy? The moment you choose happiness, you return to ease. Make this your daily commitment. I am a super attractor. Let fear guide you back to love. Your happiness isn't selfish, it's contagious. Shine anyway.